Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So this morning, reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Lord Krishna's entrance into Dwarka. Text number 10. There's two verses, so we'll just read the first one. Katam vayam nata chirosite tvai prasana dusyakila tapa sosanam jivema te sundara hasa sovitam apasya mana Varanam Manoharam Katang Vayam Nata Chirosite Dvai Prasana Jusjaikila Tapasosanam Jivemate Sundara Hasa Sohitam Pashyamana varanam manoharam Katang vayam nata chirosite tvai Prasana jvisyaikhila tapasosanam Jivemate sundara hasa sohitam Pashyamana varanam manoharam Kutang vayam nata chirosite tvai Prasana jusyakila tapasosanam Jivemate sundara hasa sobhitam Pashyamana varanam manoharam. Vaishnavis. tambayam nata tarosite sam. Prasanna, prasanna. Divemate sunnara. Katam vayam nada tirosite toyi. Prasanna dvisyakila tapasa prasanna. Jivimasi sundara hasa sohitam apashyamana varanam manoharam katam vayam natan churositam So there's one more verse I'll read, and then we'll do the word for word. Iti choti vitavacha prajanam bhaktavatsala srinvano nugraham jasya vita van pravisat param. Please repeat. Katam. How? Vayam. We. Nata. O Lord, Chirosite, being abroad almost always, Twayi, by you, Prasanna, satisfaction, Jusya, by the glance, Akila, universal, Tapa, miseries, Sosanam, vanquishing, Jivema shall be able to live. Te, your Sundara, beautiful. Hasa, smiling. Sabditam, decorated. Apashyamana, without seeing. Varanam, face. Manoharam, attractive. Iti, thus, cha, and, udirita, speaking, vacha, words, prajanam, of the citizens, bhaktavatsal, kind to the devotees, srimbana, thus learning, anugraham, kindness, dristya, by glasses, vitanvan, distributing, pravistat, entered, puram, dwarkapuri, translation, emperor port, by his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada ki. O master, if you live abroad all the time, then we cannot look at your attractive face, whose smiles vanquish all our sufferings. How can we exist without your presence? Upon hearing their speeches, the Lord, who is very kind to the citizens and the devotees, entered the city of Dwarka and acknowledged all their greetings by casting his transcendental glance over them. Purport. Lord Krishna's attraction is so powerful that once being attracted by him, one cannot tolerate separation from him. Why is this so? Because we are all eternally related with him, as the sun rays are eternally related with the sun disk. The sun rays are molecular parts of the solar radiation. Thus the sun rays and the sun cannot be separated. The separation by the cloud is temporary and artificial, and as soon as the cloud is cleared, the sun rays again display their natural effulgence in the presence of the sun. Similarly, the living entities, who are molecular parts of the whole spirit, are separated from the Lord by the artificial covering of Maya, illusory energy. This illusory energy, or the curtain of Maya, has to be removed, and when it is so done, the living entity can see the Lord face to face, and all his miseries are at once removed. Every one of us wants to remove the miseries of life, but we do not know how to do it. The solution is given here, and it rests on us to assimilate it or not. Om jnana tavarandasya gyananjana salakaya chakshum malitam dina tasmai sri gurave namah mukham krutavachalam pungam langhayate gurim yat kripa taraham bande sri gurum dina taranam vanchikapatyubhyascha kripa sinubhyevacha paritanam pavanevyo vaisnavevyo namo namah. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivastri Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So the citizens here first addressed him as master. And this, of course, is the position of Krishna. He is master, the supreme, the Lord. The problem in this world is people come here wanting to be the master. I want to be God. I was listening to a conversation recently when a person was speaking to Prabhupada, and he was saying how he was God. And Prabhupada, I was surprised, he said, yeah, we don't have a problem with that. You're God. Because you can control a little bit. You can control a little bit. But there's one person who is the supreme God. Now, if you say you're the supreme God, we have a problem with that. Because there's only one supreme God. There's one supreme Ishvara. Ekala Ishvara Krishna Arasava Britya. There's one person who is a supreme controller. And we're little controllers. And what are we? We're all britjas. Britja means servant. So we're all the servants of Krishna. And generally people, they want to be the master, but we're happy to be the servant. We want to be servants. You know, this is a problem with people wanting to join our society. We emphasize to be servants. We want to be servants. People don't want to be servants. You know, they want to be masters. But even our big acharyas, so much they're in this mood of being servant. Whenever anybody would pay obeisances to Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, what would he say? Dasosmi, I'm your servant. He would say this to all his disciples, I am your servant. And Prabhupada, he was given a lecture. I think it was at a park or something, and Prabhupada was explaining the different classes of society, the Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, the first class, second class, third class, fourth class. And this person kind of challenged Prabhupada, so what class are you? Prabhupada said, I'm fifth class. I'm servant of all. So this is the mood of devotees. We want to be servants. And not only do we want to be servants, Krishna also, he likes to serve the devotees. In the spiritual world, it's all about service. Devotees want to serve Krishna. Krishna, he reciprocates. He wants to serve his devotees. There's one great devotee, Jayadev Goswami, who wrote the Dhammadrashtika. He was writing, and the thought came to mind that Krishna is the humble servant of Srimati Radharani. And it just didn't sit right. You know, Krishna, he's the Supreme Lord. How can he be the servant, a menial servant of Srimati Radharani? So he thought, well, let me think about this. So he decided to go and bathe in the Ganges, and then he would come back. And so he came back after some time, and to his great surprise, his wife was honoring prasadam. And he was shocked. He said, "Devi, I've never seen this. You're honoring prasadam. You usually wait till I honor, and then you take." And she said, "Prabhu, you went bathed, you came back, you took prasad. You went into your room, you said you're going to do a little writing, and you stepped out. Now you come in again, and you're saying you didn't take prasad. What? What's this? No, I'm hungry. I didn't take prasad. I went into my room and wrote." So he went into his room, and he saw written in golden letters, "Krishna becomes the menial servant of Srimati Radharani." He figured it out. That wasn't him. That was Krishna. Disguise. Krishna can be very good at disguising. Yeah? He was so expert, she didn't notice that wasn't her husband. So he went back into the room and said, "Devi, you know, that wasn't me. That was Krishna. He went into my room and he wrote in golden letters in my book, 'Krishna becomes the menial servant of Srimati Radharani.' So you just served out prasadam to Krishna personally without knowing it. Is there any left?" He wanted some too. So Krishna likes to serve. Devotees like to serve. Gopi Bhartu Padakamali or Das Das Anadas, Lord Chaitanya. He says, "I'm not a Brahmana, I'm not a Kshatriya, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Sudra, I'm not a Sannyasi, I'm not a Grihastha, Vanapras, Brahmachari, but I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the lover of the gopis." So what do we do when we're chanting Hare Krishna? We're praying to be a servant. We want to be a menial servant to Krishna and to the devotees of Krishna. This is what we want more than anything else. We came here trying to be masters. Yeah. Didn't work out. Right? Like it's not working out with everybody else in this world. So we understood, actually, I'm a servant. Yeah. And to be a servant is a very exalted position. To be a servant of Krishna is a great accomplishment. Because that means we've conquered our false ego. Because it's the false ego that wants to be the master. It's the soul that wants to be the servant. So we want to be this servant. So here in the purport, Prabhupada, he mentions that Krishna is very attractive. And his attraction is so powerful that once being attracted by him, one cannot tolerate separation from him. So this is why devotees want to serve Krishna so much, because he's so attractive. And this is why his name is Krishna, because he's so attractive. So what are some of the things that are attractive with Krishna? Well, the knowledge he gives. See, Krishna is so intelligent that he knew that if I speak Bhagavad Gita, then for thousands of years, millions of people are going to read this book and they're going to be attracted to me. And this is what happened to me. So it works. I read the Bhagavad Gita, couldn't put it down, and I was convinced. Mata paratran nanyat kinchit asti dananjaya. Krishna says there's no truth superior to me. Everything is resting on me. So I was convinced. So the knowledge that Krishna gives is very attractive. In the Bhagavad Gita, in the Uddhava Gita, the Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, so much wonderful knowledge. I was distributing books one time at a university, and I was speaking to one student who's studying religion. I spoke to him for about maybe 5 minutes. And he said, you know, I've been studying religion in this university for 3 years. What I've learned from you in 5 minutes is more than I've learned in the 3 years I've been studying in the university. So we get so much wonderful knowledge from Krishna. It's very attractive. And how much knowledge does Krishna have? He knows everything. He knows everything. There's nothing that Krishna doesn't know. So knowledge is a very attractive thing about Krishna. Beauty. Krishna is very attractive. It's described that Krishna is so attractive that you know how people put on jewelry to make their bodies look more attractive? But that's not the case with Krishna. Krishna makes the jewelry look more attractive. Only Radharani can make Krishna look more attractive. Radharani next to Krishna makes Krishna look more attractive. That's the only thing. So Krishna is very, very, very attractive. Very beautiful. Unlimitedly beautiful. And when devotees come in contact with Krishna, they also become very beautiful. There was one devotee, he was preaching. He was kind of elderly devotee, about 55, 60. He was preaching to one student. And after the devotee was speaking to the student said to this devotee, you know, you're beautiful. He was an elderly. He was an elderly devotee. So by coming in contact with this knowledge, this beautiful knowledge, this very advanced knowledge, and living the teachings, one becomes beautiful. Like Prabhupada, so beautiful. He was elderly, over 70. But there's thousands. Any idea how many pictures there are of Prabhupada? Tens of thousands of pictures of Prabhupada. It's beautiful. We relish looking at Prabhupada. It's because he's so Krishna conscious. It's beautiful. And Prabhupada once said, he said, if I wasn't Krishna conscious, I would just be another face in the crowd. It's because of being Krishna conscious one becomes attractive. So everything about Krishna is very attractive. His wealth, Krishna is very wealthy. There was one person, thief actually. He was going through one village and he saw one sadhu speaking from the Srimad Bhagavatam to some other sadhus. And so he thought, oh, let me sit in and hear what they have to say. See, this is in India, you know, sometimes even the thieves are pious, you know. So he thought he'd sit in and hear what the sadhu has to say. So while the sadhu was speaking, he mentioned how Krishna is very attractive. And he's very wealthy. And he has these very valuable jewels on his body. And Vrindavana Puritjaja, he never leaves Vrindavan. He's in Vrindavan right now. Never leaves Vrindavan. very attractive. So this thief was thinking, whoa, Krishna has all these jewels on him. He's in Vrindavan. If I get these jewels, I'll be set for life. So he left the assembly, he went to Vrindavan, and he's looking all over for Krishna. And he's calling out, Krishna! Oh, Krishna! Krishna! So he's calling out, and he's calling out, all day long he's calling out, Krishna! And finally Krishna comes. He says, yes, yeah, my name is Krishna, I'm Krishna. How can I help you? Oh, Krishna, so nice that you have come. And it's true, you're very beautiful. You're very attractive. And I notice you have all this jewelry, but you're a young boy. You don't need all this. You don't need all this jewelry. Can you give me your jewelry? Oh, no, no, I can't give you my jewelry. My mother will be very upset. And she put this jewelry on me. I can't give you my jewelry. No, no. You have so much jewelry at home, she won't be upset. No, no, no. My father also, he'll be very upset. I can't give you my jewelry. No, it's okay, Krishna. You can give me your jewelry. No, no, I can't give you my jewelry. So upon this person's being in the presence of Krishna, in that short period, he developed some devotion to Krishna. So finally he said, Krishna, I don't want your jewelry. Now I just want to serve you. So by association with Krishna, in any way, we develop this desire to serve Krishna. Yeah. So Krishna is very wealthy. And when I distribute books, sometimes I meet students that are studying to be businessmen. So I tell them, you know, there's so many wealthy people, millionaires, that are not happy. They commit suicide. Lots of them. So I tell them, this book is all about inner happiness. You'll become very wealthy. Spiritually, you'll experience inner wealth. So many wealthy people also, their money has been taken away from them. So this is inner happiness, inner wealth. They like that. Yeah. So this is what we're doing. We're becoming wealthy spiritually. And Prabhupada gave an example. He said, just like when we were children, I guess in India also they had these piggy banks. He said, just like these piggy banks. When you're a child, you put these coins in the piggy bank. And you keep on putting coins, and it becomes overflowed. So this is what we're doing. Every day, we're chanting Hare Krishna. We're hearing about Krishna. We're taking Krishna prasadam. So Prabhupada said, in this way, we're filling up our transcendental piggy bank. You know, we're filling it and filling it and filling it. We're putting more and more. So the more we hear and chant about Krishna, the more we're getting purified. Our bank account, our transcendental bank account, is increasing every day. Every day our bank account is increasing. So if we keep on doing this throughout our life, then Krishna sees this big bank account. Nice. Nice bank account. And Krishna says, all right, good bank account. Come on. Let's go back home. Meha bikramanasosti. In this endeavor, there is no loss or diminution. A little advancement on this path can protect from the most dangerous type of fear. So, then, another attractive feature of Krishna is his renunciation. Krishna is very renounced. Just like Krishna in Vrindavan, he started playing the flute. Another very attractive feature of Krishna. He's the best musician. Sometimes when I distribute books, I tell people, you've heard of Krishna? Yeah, yeah. He jams on the flute. Yeah. So Krishna's the best musician. And he attracts people with his transcendental vibration coming from the flute. So one night, Krishna was playing the flute. And it was so attractive. Can't imagine how beautiful the sound of Krishna's playing the flute is. So it attracted the gopis, yeah, from Vrindavan, thousands of them. Now, you know, in India, it's a very big thing that the girls are always protected by the husband, the father, children, always protection. But as soon as they heard the flute of Krishna, they left their husbands. They left their fathers. I just described that there was one girl, she couldn't get away. So what happened? She left her body. It was too much. Too much separation. So thousands of gopis went to Krishna in the dead of night. Pitch dark. Actually, there was a full moon, so they can see something. So, they go to Krishna, and Krishna is very formal with them. Oh, it's nice to see you here, but you know, it's very late at night, and there's dangerous animals out here. You should go home. Go home. This is not a place for you. You should be with your fathers or your husbands or your sons. This is not proper. So he went on and on trying to convince them to go home. And at first they were just, oh, Krishna's just joking. But he just went on and on and on. And then they're thinking, well, maybe he's serious. And they started, you know, looking down and pouting. And finally, eventually they said, Krishna, only you can speak in this way. Here we are, very beautiful young ladies, and you're telling us to go home. So this is Krishna's renunciation. Very renounced. It's like in the assembly, the Rajasuya assembly, they were trying to decide who should be honored first. And many said, Bhishma. And some said Krishna. But Bhishma said, no, no, no. Krishna should be honored first. Although I'm famous as a brahmacharya, I cannot do what Krishna did. So renounced. He said, I could not do that. So Krishna is very renounced. And he has so many kingdoms. Yeah. He's just happy. Living in Vrindavan. Simple life in Vrindavan. He's very happy with that. So another attractive feature of Krishna is prasadam. We're all very attracted to prasadam. Prabhupada said, my secret weapon. Kitchen religion, prasadam. It's non-different than Krishna. So this is another attractive feature of Krishna. So he's very, very attractive. And this is why within a short time, you know, within, Prabhupada came and he started preaching in 66. So that's 50 years. And about a million, there's about a million devotees now. You know, strictly practicing, many more than that, maybe a few million that are accepted Krishna as their master in a short time. So Krishna is very attractive. So here in the purport, Prabhupada also mentions about how the sun and the sun rays, they're eternally related with the disk. The sun rays are molecular parts of the solar radiation. Thus the sun rays and the sun cannot be separated. The separation by the cloud is temporary and artificial. So the example is given that we're also a part of Krishna, eternally related with Krishna. But there's this cloud of Maya in between us and Krishna. So the good news here this morning that Prabhupada's giving us is that this cloud is temporary. It's temporary. We will be again connected to Krishna when this cloud of Maya is removed. That's our responsibility. Of course, that's also the mercy of Krishna. So if we take this Krishna consciousness very seriously, then this cloud of Maya will be removed. Yeah. It'll be removed by the mercy of Krishna, by this connection with Krishna. It will be attracted to Krishna. And eventually, we'll be so attracted to Krishna that we're not going to be interested in the cloud of Maya anymore. We'll be only interested in doing things that are pleasing to Krishna. And that's when our mind becomes our friend. Uraratmanatmanam, the friend. The mind can be the friend or the enemy. When we're only doing things that are pleasing to Krishna, that's when our mind is our friend. It becomes our best friend, actually. When it's only thinking of how to please Krishna. It's like Prabhupada, he was always thinking how to spread Krishna consciousness. He was always taxing his brain. And he instructed us also, tax your brain on how to distribute more books, how to give Krishna to others. And Prabhupada was the most wonderful example of someone who's just completely attracted, completely devoted to Krishna. Prabhupada was in India, and he was with some devotees, and they were going to different holy places. So if someone doesn't know Prabhupada, when they see him, then they don't really know the situation. So about maybe 8 devotees showed up at this one temple, and the pujari there said, "So, who is the leader here?" And one of the devotees had a danda. And so he said, "Oh, then you must be the leader. You have the danda." And the devotee said, "No, no, no. He's the leader. He gave me the danda. Prabhupada is the leader." So if someone doesn't know Prabhupada, they can't see. But once one gets to know Prabhupada, then they know, oh. Just like there was one professor that was seeing the Hare Krishnas around, but he couldn't figure out what is keeping these people together. He was traveling around different cities, and then he met Prabhupada. And then he could understand immediately that this is the person that's keeping this movement together and is making it grow. He could see the Shakti of Srila Prabhupada. So if we take shelter of the instructions of Srila Prabhupada, we take shelter of the instructions of Krishna, then this cloud of Maya, it'll be removed. And then, as Prabhupada mentions here, then we'll be able to see Krishna face to face. Face to face. This will be the reward of our doing the austerities. It's interesting here in the verse it says, tapa. Does anybody remember what tapa means? Misery. Misery. So tapa means we're accepting voluntary austerity, misery, for a higher cause. And this is where we grow. If we accept some misery for our spiritual advancement, for pleasing Krishna, going out of our way, doing some austerity, accepting some misery to please Krishna, then we advance. The po divyang putika yena sadrang sudyad yasmad brahmasokyam twanantam. Lord Rishabhdev says that so many people or so many living entities are accepting these material bodies, but persons in the human form of life, they shouldn't waste their time in engaging in the activities of the animals, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But they should engage in austerity. They should accept misery. And by this austerity, by this misery, one experiences brahmasokyam tvanantam. One experiences happiness. Interesting, huh? You do misery, do miserable things, things that cause misery, and you become happy. Far out, huh? How is that? Because Krishna is pleased if we do some austerity for His pleasure. See, Krishna is also, He's the Parameshwara, He's the Supreme Controller. He's also in control of our happiness and distress. So if we do things that are pleasing to Krishna, maybe a little austere for us, then Krishna, being the Supreme Controller, He fills us with happiness. So much happiness, unlimited happiness. Therefore it's stated by Rupa Goswami, I desire to have many millions of tongues to chant the name of Krishna, millions of ears to hear the holy name, and when the holy name enters into the courtyard of my heart, it stops the activities of my mind and experience unlimited happiness. So this is how to attain the unlimited happiness that everybody is searching for, doing austerity for Krishna. So thank you very much. Any question or comment? Yes, Prabhu. Microphone is coming for the internet. All right, I'll repeat. Go ahead. He was writing, yeah. Yeah. Am I saying that incorrectly? He wrote the Dhammadarasika, right? Jayadeva Goswami. Am I correct? No? Okay. I'm corrected. Thank you. Das Avatar, I'm sorry. I meant to say Das Avatar. I didn't say Das Avatar? Oh, sorry. Any other corrections? Or questions or comments? Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
I meant to say Dasa, but we're doing the Dhammadarasika now.